Morning, it's the gutter, the first of this week. A grey and dank week in Liverpool, I have to say. Nothing to lift our gutter spirits, a signing still not rearing into view, although we're still taking Konaté for granted, I suppose. Joining me to try and find some transfer action somewhere in the universe are Chloe Bloxham, Harriet Pryor and Gareth Roberts. Actually, you know what I've decided we'll start with today, kids? Because it's interesting, because I think it could have all kinds of ramifications yet in this market, is what's going on in Spain with Barca and Madrid. Now, I know people sort of know what's going on in Spain with Barca and Madrid, but there was an interesting thread on Twitter about it, which I was pointed to this morning, which reminded us that Barcelona can't actually register any of their new signings. That includes Memphis Depay, Sergio Aguero, Eric Garcia and Emerson Royale. Wow. What's
Royale
an Emerson?
With cheese.
And exactly. I think he's Emerson Royal. I'm saying he's a Royale. Emerson, they can't even register him. Or a regular Emerson without cheese. after exceeding the La Liga salary limit. That's a reference for the kids there. Two of whom are in the room. Yeah, it's a film called Pulp Fiction. Watch it. It's great.
Okay, will do.
Excellent.
Talks about a burger called a Royale with cheese. Anyway. Yeah. Really, really needed to know this. We'll talk about transfers in a minute when we pass the burger chat. Despite selling Conrad de la Fuente, another fellow who I can't pronounce the name of, and Junior Firpo, once of this parish, in that he was linked to Liverpool endlessly one summer, Barcelona needs to still reduce their wage bill by 200 million snots, or euros, as we say in London. Fucking hell. I mean, Chloe, they could have to sell a few stars here. I mean, obviously the likes of Coutinho have been talked about being chucked out, but, you know, the likes of Umtiti come into view. I wonder Dembele sure to be passed off. They're going to have to start giving people away and just play with like 10 kids and Messi, aren't they?
Yeah, I think for some cases, they're probably just going to have to pay them to leave the club, if anything. You know, just go as a free agent. I think they tried to do that with Umtiti and Pjanic, and I don't think Pjanic was having absolutely any of it, considering he literally was bought to the club last season in a swap deal for Arthur. But I mean, Barcelona have done some terrible business in the past couple of years, and it goes to show that when you think you're a big club and you think, you know, I always look at these two sides and think the tourist clubs, in the fact that you'll get anywhere around the world loving them. They want to go Spain, they want to go and see the Bernabéu, the Camp Nou, and they want to go on the tours, buy the shirts, but at the end of the day, they've kind of took that for granted, and now you've seen the fact that they just buy too many players, don't know what to do with them, have them sit on the bench, and then they don't get the fees that they want because of how much they've initially paid for the player. And it's like them trying to fob Coutinho back to us in exchange of we won't have to pay you that 50 mil that we still owe you or whatever. So they're in deep trouble, and to be fair, it goes to show that don't buy every single player that you want. Don't put them on there. It's a bit like Liverpool in the sense of we don't buy unbelievably massive players because we know that the salary, salary negotiations won't happen, because if someone comes in and wants £350,000, you're going to have to raise the likes of Virgil, Salah, everyone else's salary up, and it gets you into this awkward position that Barca are now in.